Hey Tony, this is Sam over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Pretty busy today. Pretty busy. Just got a couple of minutes here. I wanted to see if you had some time to go over the file.
Yeah, I do. I've been the reason I've had some issues with my email. I've been on the road traveling in and out of service, so when I'm
Oh, I
out of service,
gotcha.
I said,
I
well, let me
gotcha.
find out if he's tried calling me or what's going on, because like I said, I've been in and out of service, so I'm where I
Sure.
need to be now, and I've got good service.
Okay, perfect. It's matching up. I've been drowning all day, but finally getting some time to make some calls here. And I do have a little feedback on the file for you.
Okay.
So let's see. I just kind of want to recap some things here. We're looking for some working capital. We were the ballpark I was going with was, pretty much as much as we could get, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what exactly were you using it for? I think on my notes it said something along the lines of purchasing inventory.
Yes, I wanted to utilize some inventory. I'm thinking about redoing some equipment of mine, possibly purchasing some new equipment and start building some more equipment like that. And
Okay.
then stuff kind of around that general line of stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, I did get an answer back from the underwriters, and really, I kind of want to give you. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to be pretty frank with you and just give you some of the feedback that I got from them about the
Okay.
file. First of all, we have you in the oil and gas industry, so just starting off, there are already a lot of restrictions that we're working with. Just being in that industry, so it kind of narrowed what I'm able to do. We do have something that we want to go forward with, but also there were some issues with the business credit. The business credit wasn't as good as the personal credit. The personal credit's actually helping you out here.
Right.
And then,
I wonder why the business credit isn't good. I've never had.
it looks like for one of the programs, the scoring was just below the standards. I think one of the biggest issues for it is that there's the number of deposits that you're making in the account. It's just kind of like a smaller than usual amount of the number of deposits. So because these programs are based directly on the bank account, when the number of deposits is limited, it limits what we're able to do. But with that, we do still want to work with you, and we do have at least a program that we can get things started with here. So I have an approval here for you. It's for $35,000 over 12 months. And I got some payback options for you. We got a few different options. We can do a daily or we can do a weekly. But I wanted to run it by you and see, $35,000, is that in the ballpark of something you're going to be able to work with right now?
Not, I don't know. I'd have to get with my wife and let her know the amount, and that'd be paid back over a 1 year period.
Yeah,
So
it looks like we got a 12-month term. Now, one of the things that I wanted to kind of, take this chance to go over with you is I know the 35 is a little less than what you were looking for, but with the way that this program is set up, it's meant to be sort of a starter package, because like I said, there's a little bit of risk with the number of deposits you're making each month and where the business credit is. They want to take this kind of gradually. So start off on kind of a smaller scale, establish the relationship, and then once you show that you're able to make the payments on time, from there we open you up to refinancing options where additional funds are available at a longer term. Now, for this particular program, it looks like once you would get about, I think it's about 5.5 months into it, we'd be able to open you up to the additional funds. But if 35,000 is something that you can start with and buy you a couple months, establish that relationship, from there, we're going to be a lot more flexible and we'll be able to get you a larger sum. But for now, because of the state of the business credit, they want to start
Well,
off
that's what I'm.
on a slower package.
I don't understand how the business credit. I mean, there's never been any late payments, anything, unless it's just something
Okay.
that's through you guys. I mean.
No, yeah, and I don't have the actual report in front of me. I just have the kind of the secondhand report given to me by the underwriters. So I don't know what, I don't know, I don't have the specifics on exactly what's causing that. I can kind of, I can try to get you that information just anyway, because it's good to know for you. But as far as on my end, all I have here is the feedback and the approval that we're working with. Now the approval that we're working with, the 35,000, like I said, it's set up so you would reach that renewal point in about 5.5 months, where there would be additional funds available to you. And this particular approval, it's pretty easy to get the funds into your account. It would happen pretty quickly. All I would need is a driver's license, a voided check, and the July bank statements. And from there, we're good to go. So it just comes down to if 35 is something you can start with.
Well, then I just send you July's bank statements. It was all in the 6 month bank statements. You got July.
I believe we have... We have January through July, or January through June.
Oh, okay.
January through June is what I have, yeah.
Okay. Okay, I thought maybe she had sent you July.
Yeah, we're pretty fresh into August, so I don't think it probably wasn't ready at the time that we were gathering it all.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me, there's not any way that they can do 50 then, huh?
You know, I mean, I can try to put a little request in to see what we're working with. Typically, the way it works is they approve you for the largest amount that they can. You know, it's kind of in our interest, too, to do it that way. But I don't know, you know, how soon were you looking, did you need the funds in place?
I was looking at wanting to get some inventory when I get back into town for next week.
For next week? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well... Yeah. All right. You know, this, so for this, the 35, I can absolutely have that. I mean, if you were able to get me the, you know, the license, the check, and the bank statement, I can see all this being done by Tuesday.
Okay. 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 I won't be able to give you any of that because I'm not in town. I won't be back into town till Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
Monday, I'll be able to get you a copy of my driver's license and voided check and the June or July's bank statement.
Okay,
I can print that out.
Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'll send you an email right now with just that list of what I need, just so you have it. So when you get around to gathering it, you'll know exactly what you have. If you can get that to me, you know, by Monday morning, I can request the documents. We can send them over to you and we can still have it wrapped up by Tuesday.
Okay. And what are we looking at on the monthly payment and what's the interest and all that?
Yeah, I can, and that will all be in the documents too. It'll have the breakdown of every cost and kind of like what the renewal process would be like. Right here, I have for the $35,000, you'd be looking at over 12 months paying back about $44,000, and it would be either a daily payment or a weekly payment, and you can choose which one of those you prefer. Some people like one over the other, but I have you approved for both of them.
Okay.
Do you have any idea? Did you have a preference on a daily or a weekly?
So they don't do a monthly payment, huh?
Not for this particular program, no. Typically for the working capital loans, the majority of the time, I would say almost 90% of the time, you're looking at a daily payment. I was able to get a weekly option for you. But monthly for these programs, it's usually not an option.
Okay. Okay. I probably would prefer the weekly.
The weekly, okay. And also, I also wanted to let you know, because I know the situation here. We're looking for more funds in moving forward. So I know I just told you that, you know, it's $35,000. You're going to pay back about $44,000, but that is only if you take it all the way to the full 12 months. If you do renew, that payback is going to be significantly less. When you do the renewal midway through, there's a discount on the remaining balance, the remaining interest balance. So it wouldn't be 44. So if we're looking at renewing, and we can see this in the documents when I generate them for you, the payback is going to be less than 44.
Okay. Okay. That'll work. Well, that's what I needed to find out.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah, that's what we're working with here. Just go ahead, send me the driver's license, the voided check, and the bank statement, you know, whenever you get to it by Monday morning, and we can wrap it all up on Tuesday.
Okay. Okay. Alrighty.
All right. Sounds good.
That'll work. Thanks, Sam.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony.